Do you need assistance in discovering what you truly want in your life? Are you feeling unhappy and stuck and are clueless how to change that heavy feeling? The Laura Longley Show delivers powerful ways to work through common problems and stuck points. This fun and unique weekly show invites some of the most creative and transformative practitioners and authors, hypnotherapists, EFT practitioners, acupuncturists, and astrologers, among others, to activate your wildest dreams. Get ready to tune in to be more of who you truly are. Laura and her guests will take your calls and help you bring your brilliance to a greater brightness. Get ready to snap to a whole new level in your life with joy leading the way. Say yes to that inspired you and goodbye to your stuckness for good. Now, here is your host, Laura Longley.
Good morning and welcome to the Laura Longley Show on Transformation Talk Radio. Stay with us for the next hour and let us help you experience ways to get unstuck and live an inspired life full of meaning, purpose, and happiness. Each week on the Laura Longley Show, I share a tool to help you make authentic and lasting changes in your life. Then we open up the phone lines for your calls, and that's your chance to get some intuitive coaching on an issue or problem that's been keeping you stuck. And we also give away a lot of free coaching sessions with me throughout the show, so be sure and stay tuned for your chance to win that. But first, we're going to start with our healing meditation, as we do each week. And today, we're just going to do a more general one where you can focus on anything in the world that you feel like needs love and healing. It can be a situation. It can be a person. It can even be yourself. So let's go ahead and begin by taking a deep breath in. And release that. Just another deep breath in and release that as well. Now, I mentioned in the intro that we are going to be doing on-air coaching today. So if you want to get some help and guidance with a problem you're having, you can call in now at 800-930-2819. And I'll start taking calls after I do the light bulb moment. But you can call in now to get in the queue to have your call answered at 800-930-2819. Well, last week, for some reason, and, you know, I always feel like things come to mind for a reason, although I don't always know why, but I started thinking about this speech I gave at Toastmasters about, a year and a half or so ago. And it really became the basis for the topic of our show today, which is about who am I? What is my identity? What's my identity based on? And how does that affect what I do in the world, and the generic I, not just me personally. And so I want to start out by reading you the speech that I did for Toastmasters, because actually I will tell you, I'm really proud of this speech because it won. It's the only time I won in a Toastmasters, you know, meeting. But also it's not only thoughtful, but it's kind of fun. So let me go ahead and read you the speech. And this is a little bit of a departure. Normally, I would do the light bulb moment right now, and I do have a light bulb moment that I'll share a little bit later in the show. And the title of the speech is What's in a Name? What's in a name? That which we call a rose by any other name would smell as sweet. In this quote from Romeo and Juliet, Shakespeare asks, what's in a name? My answer is a lot, at least for me. My name is Laura Lucille Longley. That's the name I was born with, but not always the name I've been known by. In June of 2011, I chose to revert to my maiden name after 20 years as Laura Allen. I feel like I'm finally me again. As a child, I loved that my initials are all the same letter. I felt that it made me unique or special in a certain way, although I have to admit that I was always a little jealous that my sister's initials, G-A-L, spelled a word. As someone who liked numbers, I was a math whiz as a kid. I also loved that there are 5 letters in my first name, 6 letters in my middle name, and 7 letters in my last name. How neat is that? It was also special to me that my middle name was my grandmother's name, even though I didn't like the name, Lucille. It seemed old-fashioned and old lady-ish. If my sister wanted to bug me, she would call me Lucy, referring to the Charlie Brown character. Even though there were many things I liked about my name, there were also some things I didn't like. Laura was a blah name. My best friend's name was Roxanne. Now, there was a romantic name, the name for a princess. Roxanne and I had a lot of fun with our last names. She would affectionately call me Laura Longlegs. Her last name was Kovalenko, and I called her Roxanne Kovastinko. Another thing I didn't like about my name when I was young is that my first and last name both have 2 syllables, Laura Longley. It always sounded a little sing-songy to my ear. If only my first name had 1 or 3 syllables, that would sound much better. As an adult, I didn't think about my name all that much. After all, it had been a part of me since birth, just like my brown eyes. What was there to think about? Then I got engaged. Suddenly, there was a lot to think about. The choice was not as simple as, do I keep my birth name or do I change to my fiancé's name? Here's why it was more complicated. This was my fiancé's second marriage. When he got married the first time, they had combined each of their birth last names to create a new married last name. This new name was the last name my fiancé had when I met him. Now, call me unreasonable, but I did not want my last name to contain his first wife's maiden name. Oddly enough, my fiancé did not seem to understand my objection. Therefore, the first hurdle was deciding what our married name would be if I did decide to change my name. Thrown into this mix was also the fact that it was important to my fiancé that we have the same last name, but he was unwilling to change his name to my birth name. While this discussion was going on, I came to understand why the name I chose mattered to me. Names have meaning. This is why it was unacceptable for me to have a name that included the maiden name of another woman. That name was about my fiancé's first marriage. It was created specifically for the two of them. I also realized that my last name had meaning. It was my family name. If I changed my name, it felt like I was losing the connection with my family of origin. On an even deeper level, changing my name felt like I was losing me. I know that this is not true for everyone. However, I felt like I was losing my identity if I lost my name. In the end, my fiancé and I reached a compromise that I don't think was satisfactory to either of us. My fiancé reverted to his birth last name, and I added his birth last name as a 4th name so that my name became Laura Lucille Longley Allen. At work, I went by Laura Longley Allen, which is a mouthful. When my son was born a few years later, I chose to start going by Laura Allen. Because of the family connection, it felt good to me to use the same name as my son, and it was a whole lot easier for people to get my name right. With one exception, Allen is spelled A-L-L-A-N. I constantly had to spell it for people since it's not the common spelling. At any rate, you would think that with all this angst over my last name, that when I got divorced, I would immediately revert back to my birth name. Believe me, I did consider it, but now the complication was my son. It was important to him that we have the same last name, and it was also important to me, so I chose to continue using Allen. 2011 was a time of huge change for me, both personally and professionally. I was changing the direction of my business, and in that process also changed the name of my business. My business name previously was Laura Allen Counseling and Coaching. My new business name became Blue Heron Wisdom. I think that once my business name was no longer my name, I began to feel free to contemplate changing back to my birth name, although I was not consciously considering this. To celebrate my birthday at the beginning of June, I went away by myself for a weekend of reflection and rejuvenation. As I was taking a hike at Cape Flattery, I suddenly had the inspiration that it was time to change back to my birth name of Longley. I asked my son how he felt about it and got the kind of, I don't care, shrug, you can only get from a 16-year-old. It obviously did not matter to him in the least. But since it did matter to me, I went ahead with the process to legally change my name and have been Laura Lucille Longley once again since June 25th, 2011. It really felt right to me to change back to my real name at this time. And that is how I think of it, my real name. Laura Allen was never me. I have always been Laura Longley. What's in a name? A lot. So that was my Toastmaster speech talking about my name and how it related to my identity. And we're going to talk a little bit more, well, a lot more in this show about identity and what is it? Is your name your identity? Well, no, it's not. But it does have meaning to us. And that's why I felt like that was really an important piece to share with you how I felt about my name and what happened with that. So once again, if you want to receive some on-air coaching, you can call in now at 800-930-2819, and I will be giving away free coaching sessions to anyone who calls in and is on the air with me. Again, it's 800-930-2819, and in the meantime, we're going to go ahead and take a break. And when we come back, I'll share some more thoughts about what is identity, where does it come from, what is it that we want to focus on in our identity, and we'll take some calls from you about this topic or anything else that you would need some help with. I'm Laura Longley, and you're listening to The Laura Longley Show, where authentic change takes flight. You can find me on Facebook at The Laura Longley Show and at thelauralongleyshow.com. Stay tuned, and we'll be right back.
You know that I'm falling and I don't know what to say.
The Read of a Lifetime. Advanced Studies of the Human Aura by David Christopher Lewis overflows with new vital revelations to enlighten your mind and transform your world. Learn to supercharge your aura with rainbow-colored radiance and magnetize your heart's highest desires. Advanced Studies of the Human Aura. It will change how you see yourself. Advanced Studies of the Human Aura by David Christopher Lewis. Order it today at davidclewisbook.org.
Want to experience a deeper spiritual connection, reduce stress, and overcome anxiety? You can take control of your life now with the power of meditation. Let Jennifer Farmer, gifted intuitive, medium, and spiritual teacher, show you how easy it is to develop your natural intuitive gifts, manage chronic pain, and live abundantly with a consistent meditation practice. Sign up now for Jennifer's newsletter at jenniferfarmer.com to receive a free healing meditation and watch her free instructional videos at jenniferfarmer.com.
There's a great hunger in this world for new lines of thought, because everywhere you look, they say that joy can just be bought. So please come and set aside some time to relax from frenetic. Transform your life. It takes a while, but results are magnetic. We aim to grasp the best in life and track the ways we grew. The how, the why, the what, wherefore, all this we share and do. But every now and then, we hope that you will share right back. Transformation Talk Radio wants you to hop on track. So calling all hosts, tall and small, of every size and hue, there's nobody we'd rather have to tell your tale than you. And if you have a tale to tell of how your life is changing, we'd love to hear you on the line, say how you're rearranging. So run, don't walk, to call us now. We'll set you up and show you how.
Hi, this is Dr. Pat. Join our radio family. Send us an email, host@transformationtalkradio.com, or call 1-800-930-2819. Host your own show. Let us help you bring your voice to the world.
Do you want to enjoy your salad dressing without the guilt of calories, processed ingredients, salt, and carbohydrates? Galios miso dressings are created in a certified organic plant with all natural organic ingredients. Choose from 6 delicious flavors. Order your dressings online now and get free shipping. Mention Dr. Pat and you will get an additional 10% discount. Visit www.galeoscafe.com. That's GALEOSCafe.com.
Laura Longley is on a mission to remove stuckness from your life for good and replace it with happiness. Tune in Mondays at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern, and Tuesdays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for The Laura Longley Show, where authentic change takes flight. Say yes to that inspired you and goodbye to your stuckness as Laura and her guests deliver powerful ways to work through common problems in this fun and unique hit show.
You know that I'm proud and I care.
are back on the Laura Longley Show, and today we're talking about identity. Who am I? What determines who I think I am? And how does my relationship to my identity play out in what I choose in my life and in the world? And we're also taking calls, so if you want to get some free coaching, you can call right now at 800-930-2819. It can be on the topic that we're talking about, which is identity, or you can just, you know, any issue or problem that you would like some intuitive coaching from me, you can call at 800-930-2819, and all callers that speak to me on the air, we'll get a free 30-minute coaching session with me. So there's a little bonus for you if you want to give a call. And, you know, I just want to say that in terms of my coaching, my focus really is on life purpose. It's about helping you to figure out identity, who you are, and what you're supposed to be doing in this world. And so getting a free coaching session can really help you get on the track to what you are supposed to be doing with your life. So while we're having callers and Benny's getting that information, I do want to share this week's light bulb moment with you. And again, around the theme of identity, it's about, is my career my identity? Because, you know, many, many of us have that really is our identity. I mean, there's plenty of people that once they retire, really have a hard time because they've so identified with what they've done for work that they don't know who they are outside of work. And so I want to share my own story about how that showed up for me. So many of you know that, I guess it's been over 8 years ago, I kind of had this epiphany that I wasn't in the right career, that I was meant to be doing something else. And I went back to school and got a degree in counseling. And prior to that, I had worked in software for many, many, over 25 years. And in that career, I had a degree in computer science and also a master's degree in software engineering. So I had this real, you know, fairly big shift in what I was doing. And I really felt like that shift was around following my life purpose and what I was here to do. But here's what was interesting to me. When I began working in that career, and it really kind of started when I started interning, which was like 7 years ago, I found myself constantly telling other people that this was my second career and telling them what it was that I used to do in my previous career. And why did I do that? Well, it was because I wanted people to know that I was quote unquote smart. And I didn't think that counseling was considered a profession for smart people in the same way that computer science was. And once I realized that I was doing this, what I knew was that I had internalized other people's values around what was important, around what mattered, which was hard sciences versus soft skills. And this really came from my family. My family of origin, as well as extended family, really valued things like engineering and science and, you know, for me, computer science. And I had taken on those values, that those were the careers that you went into if you were smart, or those were the careers that made a difference in the way that our family made a difference. So then I really had to ask about what was important to me, because this was an external thing that I had taken on. This really wasn't about me. So what was important to me and what were my values? Because it's part of my identity. So our values are not our identity, but they are part of who we are, and they're part of our identity. And, you know, why did I feel that what I did for work defined me as a person? Because that was, you know, the second component of it, right? It wasn't just I wanted people to know that I was smart, but I was displaying that I was smart because I had a certain career. And, you know, again, it was too much focus on the opinion of others. And, you know, it's really interesting because as I was going through this time in my life, I realized that way back in junior high when I was maybe 13 years old, I had done an aptitude test. And, you know, many of you have probably done these in junior high or high school as you were going through school because theoretically it's supposed to help you know where to focus. Now, why I remember this 40 years later, I don't know, but I remember that what it said I should be was a social worker. Now, the degree that I got, the kind of work that I have done since then is the kind of work that a social worker would do. Also, many of the people that I worked with had social work degrees. And yet, I didn't pay any attention at all to that when I was in junior high because that wasn't what my family valued. And I was really good at math, and I was really good at the science part of it, but it wasn't what my heart wanted. So, you know, aptitude is more about what am I leaning toward, you know, what calls to me more than what am I good at. And that was a distinction that I really had to make in this career change. What is it that I love to do, not what is it that I'm good at doing? And they can come together and make a greater whole, but just because I'm good at something doesn't mean that that's what I should be doing. And so I just thought that was really interesting that, number one, that I would remember that 40 years later. And to me, it was significant that I remembered it. What it meant was that I knew 40 years ago that I was going down the wrong path from a career perspective, even though consciously I didn't know that, because I really did embrace that idea of social work, or else I would not have remembered that. So let's talk a minute about for you, and if you are using your career as your identity, because we don't want to do that. What we want is for our identity to come from within us, and ultimately what we want is our identity to come from who we are as spirit. But that's way down the road. I mean, this is a progression of, you know, getting there by steps, not just leaping to all of a sudden, oh yeah, I get it, this is who I am. Now, some people might be able to do that. I'm not. So for you, again, you know, as I mentioned, many people struggle with identifying with their career, that that's who we think we are in the world, is what we do for work. And it causes issues when they retire because they don't know who they are without that career. So now, if you're working now, now is the time to start working on who you are without your career. Because a career might be one expression of who you are, but it doesn't define your identity. It's not who you are as a being. You know, and career is really only one way that we label ourselves. Some of the other ways are things like what school you went to, where you grew up, what religion or political party you identify with. And none of those things are who you are. None of those are your identity. They might say something about what your values are, which is related to identity, but they're not your identity. Plus, they're all based on external rather than internal motivations. You share this information about yourself in an attempt to belong or to get others to like you, and that's not your identity either. And your career may not be related to your life purpose. It may or may not be. Either way, it isn't your identity. So even though I now have a career that I feel like is related to my life purpose, it's not my identity. It's not who I am as a being. And, you know, so ask yourself, what if you just showed up as you, that internal you, without the labels? And if when somebody asked you about yourself, you didn't say, you know, here's the kind of job I do or here's where I work. Instead, you told them about who you are as a person. And finally, what if your career can be just what you do to earn money, not who you are? How would you feel differently? I think so many of us get caught up in the fact that we feel like our career is who we are, and that creates a lot of angst. What if you can separate yourself from that and just say, this is what I do to earn money? Would you be happier? That's a really good question to ask yourself. So, Benny, do we have any callers? I know we're getting ready for a break here.
We still actually have open lines, but you're welcome to join the show at 800-930-2819. I think everyone's out enjoying all this beautiful sunshine. We need to break them away from it for a few minutes, right?
I know. Well, they need to go in where it's air conditioned
yeah.
so they can call in. I know I've been grateful for buildings where it's air conditioned over the past several days. This hot weather is not my thing. So as Benny said, I'm taking calls for online coaching at 800-930-2819. And when we come back from the break, we'll take callers that call in over the break. And again, you can call in about an identity-related issue or something completely different, anything in your life that you feel like is keeping you stuck and from being as happy as you would like to be. I'd love to give you some guidance and help you get unstuck from that place at 800-930-2819. So we're going to take a quick break. You're listening to Laura Longley Show, where authentic change takes flight. You can find me on Facebook at The Laura Longley Show and at thelauralongleyshow.com. Stay tuned and we'll be right back.
Do you seek direction in the world of cares? Countess Starella, the amazing clairvoyant, can help you. Love and romance are her specialties as she tunes in to your life. Is this your soulmate? Ask Countess Starella direct. Born in New Orleans, Starella is a lifelong naturally gifted mystical lady with an incredible ability to see the future for you. Starella has been featured on many international television channels and for years had her own show in Japan. Her European TV credits include a series of two-hour specials for Network TV3 in Ireland. Countess Starella is currently featured here on Transformation Talk Radio in a weekly show, Psychic World, each Wednesday, 8 p.m. Pacific, 11 p.m. Eastern. You can consult Countess Starella personally on the brilliant website of ornam.com. Just search for Countess Starella. There you can speak direct with the wonderfully gifted mystical lady herself, the amazing Countess Starella, on ornam.com. That's O-R-A-N-U-M.
Tune in to Sheer Alchemy with Leslie Fontaine on TransformationTalkRadio.com and get ready to stir up your passions, identify your blocks, and shift into an entirely new existence. Leslie Fontaine is a transformation catalyst and clairvoyant who uses her intuitive and energetic gifts to catapult listeners into living the life they were born to live. Whether it's shifting from scarcity to abundance, from emotional pain into joy, or from illness into health, Leslie will help you step into the true essence and power of all that you are with the help of the Ascended Masters and Archangels. You will not be the same. Visit TransformationTalkRadio.com for show dates and times and LeslieFontaine.com to say yes to explosive abundance.
Laura Longley is on a mission to remove stuckness from your life for good and replace it with happiness. Tune in Mondays at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern, and Tuesdays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for The Laura Longley Show, where authentic change takes flight. Say yes to that inspired you and goodbye to your stuckness as Laura and her guests deliver powerful ways to work through common problems in this fun and unique hit show.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
We're back on the Laura Longley Show, and today we're talking about identity. Who am I, and how does that affect how I show up in the world and the choices I make in my life. And we do have the phone lines open for callers at 800-930-2819. And speaking of callers, I believe we have one. Is that right, Benny?
That is correct. We're going to take Helen, and she's calling in from Seattle. So, Helen, welcome to the show.
Hi, Helen.
Hi.
How are you?
Oh, I'm really well today. The sun is shining in Seattle.
Yeah. You heard me complaining about the hot weather, but I'll take the sunshine.
No,
I
like it.
Well, I'm a native Seattleite, so 75 is like my favorite temperature. So this 90 is a little bit much for me, but I'll still take it. I'm not going to complain. So before we get to your question, what is something that you're grateful for besides the sunshine?
Oh, I'm grateful for my family.
Nice. Very nice.
Yeah.
So what can I help you with today?
Well, I have been retired for quite some time. I've had a lot of health issues. Right now, I have a major challenge with osteoporosis-caused stress fractures.
Oh, my goodness.
And they're healing slowly. Mm-hmm. And along with that, I have developed a couple of bulging discs that hurt a lot more than the fractures. So I have this physical, challenge, and I've always been quite active physically. So now I'm looking at some new directions. I've been feeling for a long time that I have the ability to make some money doing something different, and I'm getting out of property managing. I just sold a house, so I'm not I'm not doing rental houses anymore. So I have this, this energy to spend, and I would like to get paid for it. So
I'm not
quite sure what that means.
So if you could do anything in the world, and money was no option, you didn't have to worry about if you got paid for it or not because you were completely provided for, what would you do?
I really love telling people about the fun things to do in Seattle or other places that I've lived or visited. I like helping people network, and I guess that would mean a type of travel agent.
Right,
so I think that comes to mind right now.
Right, it could be very simple in terms of you're not necessarily booking people in places, you're just making recommendations, right? Yeah.
Right,
and you could expand upon that. How do you feel about having your own business doing that?
I think it'd be a great idea. I used to travel every year to Mexico, and now with this osteoporosis and the challenges, physical challenges, I feel like I would be more available to having my own business where I'm not always taking off somewhere.
Right. And, you could make it very local, or you could, periodically go someplace and explore a specific place and then have your recommendations for that as well.
So it would be a matter of just figuring out what exactly or generally I would be helping people with. I mean, people have questions. I love to tell them about different things. And,
right. So you'd want to get specific about, am I going to recommend things to do? Am I going to recommend places to eat? Am I going to recommend very specific things to do, like places to go hiking? Getting really clear on where you want to focus and starting from that place so that it's not too general. because then you can really slot yourself into, like, let's just take as an example, places to go hiking and, you know, rating them and are they pet friendly and those sorts of things. You know, then you can start putting yourself out there to certain communities where people travel for that specific purpose.
Well, with my recent experience of being handicapped for several months and not being able to walk, I think with the, you know, giving me a great idea, I think I could be a resource for seniors or handicapped people who are physically challenged.
Yes. I think that is really a great idea because, yeah, because I haven't had to deal with that, but I can certainly imagine that it really does restrict what you can do. And so wanting to get the most out of your experience within the limitations of what you can do.
Yeah. Well,
and you would be a great person from a first-person experience to give that information.
Okay. So basically to set something like this up, I'd need a business plan. I would need, would it be a blog or would it be, you don't make any money from a blog, so.
Well, I'll tell you what, you're going to get a free 30-minute coaching session with me. So when we get done, if you stay on the line, Benny will take your email and phone number, and then I'll send you the information about that. And so on our one-on-one conversation, we can talk about specifically how to get started. But for right now, I would say the first step for you to leave the conversation today with is for you to spend 20 minutes where you just write free form about what this looks like. What is it that you're trying to create? And you're going to write about it in the present tense as if it's already occurred. And you're going to write about what it is that you envision, but you're writing about it as if it's already occurred. So you're going to say things like, wow, I'm so grateful that I have this really successful business where I get to help people by doing X, Y, Z. And as you're writing it, more and more ideas will come to you about how you want it to be. And so that's the first step, is to start with what your vision is going to be.
Okay.
Okay.
Thank you. I can do that.
Yes.
All right.
You can do that. And I'm excited to have our one-on-one conversation and hear more about what you've come up with, too.
Okay.
So
well, thank you so much. When will I hear from you?
You'll give your information to Benny, and then later this week I'll send you an email with information.
Okay. Thank you
so much. And before we say goodbye, one more thing you're grateful for.
My dog. She's my family as well.
Good. We're grateful for people and beings that we love.
I'm grateful that I'm still as healthy as I am. I'm very grateful for that.
Yeah, and that's a great focus to have. Thanks so much for your call, Helen, and stay on the line, and Benny will get the information from you that I need to get in touch with you.
Okay, thank you so much.
You bet. Thanks. So, Benny, any more callers hanging out there?
We have open lines. You're welcome to give us a call, 800-930-2819.
All right. Well, as we're waiting for more callers, I do have lots more I want to talk about on this identity topic because it's really a big topic. I could do many shows on this topic alone because, part of it is that it's just kind of nebulous to us. When we really start thinking about that question, who am I, it leads to a lot of different thoughts. And sometimes it's easier to talk about what isn't our identity. And for me, and you know that everything I talk about is me, but this is all my experience over many years, but over the last several years, I feel like externally and internally too, I've been kind of in this continuous
evolution or continuously morphing. And I don't want to say morphing because then that's like going from one shape to another to another. And I guess maybe there is some of that, but that's not my identity. It's different ways that I'm trying on how I'm going to be in the world. And I, you know, I have to say that it can be really unsettling. And I feel kind of unanchored at times because I think that I have found where I'm supposed to be. I'm ready to go. And then a year later, I'm like, okay, I'm done with that. I'm ready for something different. Now, those things are not my identity, but they are driven by my identity wanting to express itself. So we can bring this in a little bit easier to talk about and a little bit easier to understand. I am going to share a few things that I have learned are not my identity, and then we can start shifting that to, okay, if these things are not my identity, then what is? So first of all, my body is not who I am, and I hope that everybody listening really gets that. I know that in our culture and in our society, we are so judged by physical appearance that it really is sometimes difficult to separate who I am from what I look like or what ailments I have, like Helen that we just talked to. Helen is not her osteoporosis. She is not her disc problem. She, as a soul, has nothing to do with her body. These are things that she's experiencing in this lifetime, but that's not who she is. And the coming back to, I'm not what I look like. We get, I'm overweight. And in our society, we get so much put on people who are overweight as it being a lack of character, that there's something wrong with their character because they're overweight. Being, whether I'm overweight or whether I'm really thin, has absolutely nothing to do with my identity and who I am at my core. And we just need to remember that in this lifetime, our bodies are just a vehicle that we're using while we're here to experience this world. And our essence, which is our identity, really is spirit. And this is the piece that I was saying earlier. Ultimately, this is where we want to get to, is really this understanding of I am spirit embodied in this lifetime. And it can be a little bit mind-boggling or mind-blowing. So we want to take some baby steps or some smaller steps along the way so that we don't blow our minds. So that's the first thing that is not my identity. And we've also talked about that my career is not my identity. We talked about that in the light bulb moment. What I do as a career might be an expression of my identity, but it might not. And it doesn't define who I am. And related to that, life purpose is not my identity. When I come into this lifetime as a soul, I believe, this is a belief, though it's not It's not an absolute truth. This is my belief, and you may share this belief or you may not, and either way is fine because it is a belief. I believe that when we come into this life, we bring with us a life purpose that we are meant to fulfill. It's still not my identity. It's how I am going to express spirit in the world through that life purpose. So it's an expression of who I am, but it isn't who I am. So those are a few things that it is not. I have a couple more things that it is not, but it is time for us to take a break again. I'm Laura Longley, and you're listening to The Laura Longley Show, where authentic change takes flight. You can find me on Facebook at The Laura Longley Show and at TheLauraLongleyShow.com. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
I need a sign to let me know you're here. All of these lines are being crossed over.
Artie Hoffman is the hottest psychic with the warmest heart and the host of the hit show Angels and Answers. A renowned psychic medium, spiritual life coach, and an entertaining motivational speaker, Artie has helped over 15,000 people with his amazing intuitive gifts, his passion, and his humor. Call 877-ANGEL-02 to schedule a personal reading or to have your own psychic Artie party. That's 877-ANGEL-02. And visit ArtieHoffman.com and Angels and Answers on Facebook.
Tune Tune in each Tuesday at noon Pacific and 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for The Dr. Julie Show, All Things Connected with Dr. Julie Kroll, featuring weekly segments with David Eisen and the Chakra Sound System. Each week, you will journey through infinite possibilities, expand into social potential, and find beautiful beginnings where endings leave off. Changemakers from around the world will explore what's emergent about the environment, relationships, health, the arts, education, and the evolution of consciousness. Visit thedrjulieshow.com.
Laura Longley is on a mission to remove stuckness from your life for good and replace it with happiness. Tune in Mondays at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern, and Tuesdays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for The Laura Longley Show, where authentic change takes flight. Say yes to that inspired you and goodbye to your stuckness as Laura and her guests deliver powerful ways to work through common problems in this fun and unique hit show.
Tune in each Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio to Limelight Radio with Katina Macris. This is an inspirational, cutting-edge radio show educating worldwide listeners on a diversity of Lyme disease-related topics. Each week, Katina will interview some of the world's leaders in health, wellness, spirituality, and human potential. For more information, visit LimelightRadio.com.
Called the Oprah of radio by her listeners, award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's thedrpatshow.com for listening times in your area.
The colorful world of energy is all around you. Join Lynn Brown on July 19th, 2:30 p.m. to 4:30 p.m. at Maya Whole Health Studio and learn about the colorful world of chakras, your aura, and what it all means. You'll learn how each chakra corresponds to different aspects of your physical body, material world, and why it is important to give them love and attention. Each attendee will receive a reading on the most prominent color in their aura. Let's get into it. Call 425-271-0200 and register now.
We're back on the Laura Longley Show, and today we're talking about identity. Who am I, and how do I know who I am, and how does that affect how I show up in the world and the choices that I make in the world? And I have been taking calls for coaching, so if you're interested, I have time to take one more call, 1-800-930-2819. It can be related to the topic of identity or not. Anything that's keeping you stuck and you need some help with moving forward, call in at 800-930-2819, and you will also get a free 30-minute coaching session with me offline. So as we went to break, I was talking a little bit about what things are not my identity, because it can be really difficult to think about who am I when you once you start really asking that question. It can be a little bit like quantum physics is for me, where it's like, oh, how can I be both a particle and a wave? Who am I? I don't know, you know? So if we think about what we're not, you know, what isn't our identity, it can kind of help us come at it from a different direction. So the things that I already talked about that are not our identity is my body, my career, my life purpose. Another thing that I think that many of us feel like is our identity, or we make into being our identity, is our history. The things that have happened to us in our life, or the experiences that we've had in our life, or the family we were born into, those kinds of experiences we begin to believe is who we are. And our history, really, it's not about the things that happen to us or the things that we experience in our life, because happened to us makes it sound like a victim, but the things that we experience in our life. It's about the stories we tell ourselves about what happened. So whatever I tell myself about a specific experience that I have is going to play into who I think that I am as a person. And we need to start letting go of those stories because they really are just our thoughts. That's our ego getting in there, trying to make sense of an experience that really has no intrinsic meaning to it at all. It only has the meaning that I assign to it. And the meaning that I assign to it plays into who I think I am as a person. So, you know, lots of times it creates an illusion about who I am. I might have an experience where someone physically attacks me and I fight back and I persevere, and therefore I tell myself that I am strong. Part of my identity is I am strong. Or maybe someone attacks me and I just wilt and let them beat me up, and then I tell myself I'm a victim. So you can see how our experiences and what we tell ourselves they mean can really play into who we think we are. And these are all attributes that we might display at some point in our life, but they're not our identity. They're not who we are. And finally, we are not whatever role we play in our lives. And this is kind of related to career, but it's much broader. I say I'm a mother because I have born a child. I'm a mother. Okay, so that is a role that I play, but it's not my identity. I'm not, as a person, a mother only, right? Same with any kind of relationship like that, mother, daughter, sister, friend, employee, employer. The roles that we play in other people's lives are not who we are. It's just like with our career, my job title is not who I am. It might bring out certain attributes of who I am as a soul or as spirit or as essence. Like as a mother, I might be very nurturing, but mother is not my identity. So really, if you're interested in exploring who you really are, you have to let go of these labels that we place on ourselves and thinking that that's who we are. So, yeah, I'm a mother, daughter, sister, friend, all those things, and that's not who I am. So letting go of the what identity is not, what is it? Who am I really? Well, as I've said, my belief is that I am spirit. And I'm spirit in a physical incarnation in this lifetime. And, you know, I have some things that, this again, this is my belief. I came into this life with things that I am here to learn and things that I am here to express. So I have life lessons I'm meant to learn. I have a life purpose that I'm meant to express. But the lessons and the life purpose are not who I am either. Who I am is spirit. And that, to me, is the part that gets really mind-boggling. For myself, I've really been approaching that part of really getting that I am spirit over the last year or so. And it really can throw me for a loop sometimes because my ego, and we all have ego as part of being a human being, it's just part of our makeup. My ego can't understand it. It needs to have the labels. It needs to know what to expect about who I am. And I recently had kind of an aha for myself. I'm both claustrophobic and I have a fear of heights. And as I've gotten older, both of those things have gotten worse for me. Well, I had a session with my energy healer recently where what really became apparent was that those two things really go hand in glove. The claustrophobia is about having a fear of being constrained by all these labels, right? By all the structure, by all the rules, by all these things that are external to who I am as a soul. And the fear of heights is the opposite. It is the fear of freedom that comes from having no limits, being in that free fall with no limits at all. And so on the one hand, I don't want to be constrained. On the other hand, I'm afraid of that freedom. And so somehow I have to learn to bring those things together so that I can release the limits and embrace the freedom rather than being afraid of it. And it's an ongoing process. It's things that I can do bit by bit. And I also think that there's a possibility that I'll never be 100% able to do that, that I will have moments of doing it, and those moments will get longer and longer. But I think that because ego is part of my makeup as a human being, I'll always come back. You know, there will always be those moments of, oh, my God, I'm going to fall kind of thing. So that's me trying to kind of, you know, give you some ideas how to get your arms around this idea of identity and who am I, and then how do I want to express that in the world. So I hope it wasn't too fluffy or too nebulous to get a hold of. So we're going to wrap up the show for now, and I want to thank my caller, Helen, for her lovely call. And I want to thank all of you for tuning in to the Laura Longley Show with me, Laura Longley. Please join me every Monday at 2 p.m. Eastern, 11 a.m. Pacific on KKNW in Seattle, WBLQ in Rhode Island, or anywhere at thelauralongleyshow.com. Have a great week, and I'll see you back here next time.
You've been listening to The Laura Longley Show, where authentic change takes flight. Tune in each Tuesday on TransformationTalkRadio.com at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 p.m. Eastern Time, and on KKNW every Monday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time, 2 p.m. Eastern Time, and everywhere on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Join Laura and her friends as they help you create the life that you truly deserve. For more information about Laura, her services, and amazing tools, visit TheLauraLongleyShow.com.